Good morning. We're starting Klal Yud Gimel, the Hillel Shabbos, Klal Yud Gimel, the Malacha of Ma'amer. So Emer was, after they would harvest the grain in the fields, so it was still taut, they were attached to the stalks. They would bundle the stalks together to be able to carry them to the place where they were going to thresh them. So this process of bundling them changed the whole process of transporting them into made them much more easier to transport. So it was a necessary process of the harvesting process. A necessary step in the harvesting process. Ein imer ela bedula karka. So the first step that the Chayyim says that the din of imer made of rice only applies. Something which grows out of the ground. The person gathers together stalks, or pears, or fruits, or eitzim, or wood, in the place where they grow, it makes them into one unit. So to be chayiv for the malach of ma'amir, it has to be the place where they grew. It's the process of taking them from where they grew, making them into a unit which you can then transport and, or use elsewhere. If they are no longer in the place where they grew, even though the items are things which grew from the ground, you're allowed to gather them together. So why isn't it also the mirabanan? Also the miti, the hatar after makam gedulon, the makam b'makam lo yachliv. So people understand that it's a totally different process. The person gathering, he has a basket of fruit which spills in his backyard, and he gathers the fruit. People understand that's a whole different process because it's a totally different than being in the field. People understand that it's a different process, so they're not going to confuse the two. So Chazal did not see a need to make any drabanan of gathering in the chutz or in the home. Because people would say, if you can do it in the home, you can do it in the field. People won't say that. There's no need to make such a gzeira. So a person can take the pears which have spilled out and bring them together into one place. Notice in the field, so chasal can put it back into the basket. And that's not a problem of mi'amar mi'rabanan. Because it's not Malkin Gedula, there might be other issues, and Chayim is going to mention two issues which could potentially be. One is in a case where you have small items, small types of fruits, let's say berries, which spread out in a chatzar, they get mixed into little pebbles and dirt. So now you're going to have a borer problem. Ubinyan shlo nitzar b'hen offer utzraris. It was not a case where you have dust and little pebbles getting dirt and little pebbles getting mixed in. Those also mitam berer, because then you're going to have a berer issue. Kamshibar ben malachas berer imit Hashem, like we will explain. We get to the malacha of berer. So that is going to be one concern that we have to worry about, is potentially a berer issue. But if that didn't happen, offer and service did not get mixed into the berries. So the idea that you're gathering it in the chutzar is not a problem of barer. If they spread out all over the place, if they fell into one area, gather them together is mutter. If they were widely dispersed all over the chutzar, also the capital of the chasal, you can't gather them together and put them back into the basket. That Chazal said that was a weekday activity. It's a lot of tirach involved, going here, going there, and tracking all of them down. So Chazal were worried about the appearance of you getting too involved in doing all this tirach. It undermines the Shabbos atmosphere. Ubdul Chol has different applications, and one application is when you're undermining the Shabbos atmosphere by doing too much of a tircha. There's actually a Ramban which says that could be it's rooted in the midst of the Torah of Tishba, so you should rest. So Shabbos should be a day of rest, not a day where a person is doing multiple significant tircha. So according to Ramban, it might be a mitzvah deraisa, not an ister, but a mitzvah deraisa, to refrain from such activities. So it's ubla l'chol, there's a significant amount of effort involved. What a person could do is he can gather one and eat it. So that's after a few, he's finished eating. So that's not ubla l'chol, doesn't look like an ubla l'chol, but gathering them and putting them into the basket is the type of thing a person would do during the week. So Chazal said you can't do that. Because of the Makom Gedulon is a place where Ma'amar applies. So we said Makom B'Makom is L'Michlev. What about other items B'Makom Gedulon? So that the Chaim is going to talk about in the next year. What does it mean, Makom Gedulon, if they don't grow, if they're not good to the character? What does it mean, Makom Gedulon? So Chazal came up with a scenario, something which grows, in quotation marks, it sort of develops in a certain place, and every gathering it together will be Osir Mirabonan. That'll be in the next year, and we'll have a good day.